All right, so you're diving into the world of ERP, looking into Oracle ERP specifically, and you want to know if it's the right fit. Well, you've come to the right place.
That's right.
We've been poring over your research, digging deep into those excerpts you pulled from IELTS GRU19.pdf.
Lots of good stuff in there.
It is. And we're here to break it all down for you, give you the need-to-know info on Oracle ERP, and maybe even uncover some hidden gems you might have missed along the way. By the end of this deep dive, you'll have a clear understanding of what Oracle ERP offers, the pros and cons, and who it's really best for.
We'll also give you some key questions to ask yourself about your own needs so you can make the best decision for your business.
Exactly. So let's start with the basics. What exactly is Oracle ERP?
You can think of it like the central nervous system of your business. It connects all the essential functions: financials, HR, inventory, orders, customer data, everything. So everything runs smoothly and everyone's on the same pace.
Everyone working from the same information.
Exactly. No more siloed data, right? Everyone's looking at the same real-time numbers, which means better and faster decisions. It's a game changer.
The shared database. Huge. No more digging through spreadsheets or waiting for reports. And
Exact.
that real-time aspect, that's got to be a huge time saver. No more back and forth trying to reconcile different numbers.
Right. And it leads to better decisions, faster decisions. Everyone's seeing the same picture, so you can react more quickly to opportunities or challenges as they arise.
Okay, so that makes sense. But now I'm thinking about the whole picture. This sounds like something for huge corporations, tons of resources, you know. Is that really the case?
Well, not necessarily. Oracle ERP can actually be used effectively across a wide range of industries, even in sectors you might not expect, like education.
Education, really?
Yeah. Think about all the data they handle: student records, faculty information, finances. It can get pretty complex.
That's true.
Oracle ERP helps them streamline all those processes, admissions, financial aid, even facilities management.
Wow. Okay, so education, what else?
Well, another interesting example is the food and beverage industry.
Food and beverage.
Yeah, inventory control is crucial in that sector. And Oracle ERP gives them the ability to track ingredients, recipes, finished products, everything in real time.
So it's not just for big businesses trying to be more efficient. It's for organizations of all sizes and types using this tech to solve very specific challenges. That's pretty cool.
Exactly. It's all about finding the right tools to fit your needs, and that's what makes Oracle ERP so versatile.
Okay, so it's flexible, it's powerful, it sounds great. But are there any downsides? Any skeletons in the closet we should be aware of?
Well, no system is perfect. One thing to keep in mind is the complexity of customization. It's not just a plug-and-play solution.
Oh, I see.
You'll need to invest time and resources into tailoring it to your specific needs and processes.
This is more of a partnership.
Exactly. Think of it like building a custom house versus buying one off the shelf. More work up front, but you end up with something that fits perfectly.
But that means implementation can be, well, a pretty involved process.
It can be. And that brings us to another important point: user adoption and training. You can have the most sophisticated system in the world, but if your team doesn't know how to use
You're
it,
not going anywhere fast.
exactly. Like having a fancy sports car but not knowing how to drive stick shift, right? Investing in training and support is crucial.
Got to make sure everyone is comfortable and confident using the new system.
And that they understand how to use it to their advantage.
Right. It's an investment in your people, which will pay off in the long run.
Okay, so we've talked about what Oracle ERP is, some of the industries it can be used in. We've even touched on some of the potential downsides. Now let's get down to brass tacks. If we were in your shoes, trying to figure out if Oracle ERP is the right fit, here are some key questions we'd be asking ourselves. First off, are you struggling with data silos in your organization? You know, different departments working with different numbers.
That's a big one. Think about all the time wasted trying to reconcile conflicting data. Frustrating and costly.
Exactly.
Okay, second question. How is the communication flowing between teams? Are things getting bottlenecked because people don't have the information they need, or they don't have it when they need it?
That brings up the whole issue of efficiency. Are inefficiencies eating into your profits?
Right, all those manual tasks that could be automated.
Freeing up your team to focus on more strategic work.
That's where the real value of a system like Oracle ERP comes in. Streamlining processes, improving visibility.
Empowering your team to work smarter, not harder.
Okay, so now here's what's cool about Oracle ERP. You don't have to go all in from the start. You can pick and choose the modules that fit your needs, right now.
That's right. It's a modular system. You can start small and scale up as your business grows. Address your most pressing pain points first.
So, for example, let's say your biggest challenge is managing your financials.
You could start with the financials module. It gives you real-time insights into your cash flow, helps you manage invoices and payments, streamlines your financial reporting.
It's like having a CFO in your pocket, constantly crunching the numbers, giving you the info you need to make smart decisions.
Exactly.
And what if procurement is a bottleneck? You know, always chasing down quotes, struggling with supplier relationships.
Well, there's a procurement module for that. It automates and streamlines all those processes, sourcing, negotiation, contract management, a whole nine yards.
So you can track supplier performance, manage risk, make sure you're compliant with regulations. It's about bringing efficiency and transparency to your procurement operations.
Right.
Okay, so financials, procurement. What about project management? Who doesn't love a project that stays on track and on budget, right?
Absolutely. And there's a module for that too. The project management module helps you plan, execute, and monitor projects with precision. You can track costs, allocate resources, collaborate with your team seamlessly.
So you can keep those projects moving forward and avoid those dreaded delays and budget overruns.
That's the goal.
Okay, then there's inventory management. No more guessing games about stock levels, right?
Right. With the inventory management module, you get real-time visibility into your stock levels across all locations.
So you can track the movement of goods, optimize your inventory levels, even automate your replenishment process.
Exactly. Reduce waste, improve efficiency, happier customers. Because they always get what they need when they need it.
And of course, no ERP system would be complete without order management.
True. This module is all about streamlining your order to cash process. Automate order entry, track shipments, manage customer interactions.
You can even integrate it with your e-commerce platform.
Exactly. Make sure those orders flow smoothly, keep your customers happy, and keep your business humming.
All right, so we've covered a lot of the key modules: financials, procurement, project management, inventory management, order management. But then there's the AI module. And this is where things get really, well, futuristic.
The AI module is definitely exciting. It's about using AI to do the heavy lifting so you can focus on more strategic thinking.
So AI is taking over those routine tasks.
Right. Things like data entry, invoice processing, even some customer service inquiries.
Which frees up your employees to focus on the bigger picture. Innovation, relationship building, that's powerful.
It is. And it goes even further than that. The AI module can help you make smarter decisions with predictive analytics and insights.
Predictive analytics. That's like having a crystal ball for your business. Anticipate market shifts. Optimize pricing. Wow. I'm officially intrigued.
It's pretty amazing what AI can do.
It is. But now I'm thinking about that implementation process again. We know it can be a big undertaking. How do you avoid getting bogged down in the details? What are some keys to a smooth implementation?
Well, first and foremost, you need a strong project team.
Okay, a team.
With representation from all the key stakeholders, this team's going to drive the process, make the decisions, ensure everyone's aligned.
Got it. So it's like assembling your A team for this ERP implementation.
Exactly. You need a mix of technical expertise, business process knowledge, and strong communication skills. Mm-hmm. Because you're going to be bridging those gaps between the tech side and the business side.
Makes sense. So you've got your dream team assembled. What next?
Well, just as important as the team is having a clear roadmap.
A roadmap.
You need to define your goals, your budget, your timeline up front. And don't be afraid to bring in experienced consultants to help guide you.
Consultants?
Yeah, they've been there, done that. They can help you avoid common pitfalls, keep things on track.
Okay, that makes sense. So you've got your plan, your team. What about the data? All that existing data that needs to be transferred into the new system, that can seem pretty overwhelming.
It can be, but it's a crucial step. You have to make sure your data is accurate, complete, and properly formatted for the new system. Data cleansing is a big part of this process.
Data cleansing.
Yeah, you're basically cleaning up your data, getting rid of duplicates, fixing errors, making sure everything is consistent. You want to start with a clean slate.
So the new system can work its magic.
Exactly. And don't forget about testing. Thorough testing is essential.
Testing.
You want to identify any bugs or issues before you go live. It's much better to catch them in a test environment than to deal with them once the system is up and running.
So careful planning, a strong team, clean data, and thorough testing. Those are the pillars of a successful implementation.
Oh, got it.
And we can't forget about change management.
Wait, absolutely. You're asking your team to adopt new ways of working. That can be challenging. Mm. So clear communication, comprehensive training, ongoing support, these are all essential.
So it's not just about the tech, it's about the people too.
Exactly. You need to bring your team along on this journey. Make them feel like they're part of the process.
All right. So we've covered a lot of ground here,
mm-hmm.
but sometimes seeing how others are using a tool can spark new ideas, right?
Absolutely. Real world examples can be very inspiring.
So let's dive into some real world examples of how Oracle ERP is being used across different industries. Starting with, well, we've talked about it, education.
Right. Remember how we mentioned it can help streamline operations for schools and universities? Well, there's this great example of a large university that was struggling to manage all their data, student data, faculty records, you name it. They were using multiple systems and it was a mess.
A recipe for disaster, I imagine.
It was. Errors, delays, lots of frustration. But they implemented Oracle ERP and were able to integrate all those different functions into a single platform.
Wow. So students could easily access their financial aid info online. Faculty could submit grades electronically. That's a game changer.
It was. The finance department had a real-time view of the university's financial health. It really made a huge difference.
That's a fantastic example of how Oracle ERP can bring order to chaos.
Mm.
Now let's shift gears and look at, we talked about it earlier, the food and beverage industry.
Right. A sector with unique challenges, especially when it comes to inventory management.
So many moving parts. Ingredients, recipes, finished products, and you have to make sure everything is fresh, safe, and meets all those regulations.
It's a lot to manage. And we came across this case study of a large food manufacturer that was really struggling to keep track of its inventory. They had multiple warehouses, different production lines, and demand was always changing.
Sounds like a logistical nightmare.
It was. They were dealing with stockouts, overstocking, wasted food. It was costing them a lot of money.
So what did they do?
They implemented Oracle ERP's inventory management module, and they were able to gain real-time visibility into their inventory levels across all locations.
They could track everything.
Everything. The movement of ingredients, finished products. They could optimize production schedules based on demand and even automate their ordering processes.
So they drastically reduced waste.
Yes. Improved production efficiency. And their customers were happy because they always had access to their favorite products.
So having that clear picture of their inventory, they could avoid those costly stockouts and wasted ingredients.
Exactly.
These are just two examples, but it really shows how Oracle ERP is being used in all sorts of creative ways across different industries.
It is. It's about finding those innovative applications that solve real-world problems.
Exactly. But even with these inspiring examples, we know that implementing a system like Oracle ERP can seem pretty daunting.
It's a big decision, and that's why it's crucial to find the right partners to help you.
Partners.
Yeah, experienced consultants who can guide you through the process, help you choose the right modules, customize the system to your specific needs, provide ongoing support.
So it's not just about the software. It's about the people who help you implement it and use it effectively.
Exactly. It's a team effort.
Okay, as we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I want to encourage you to think beyond the technical aspects of Oracle ERP.
Think about the possibilities.
Look at how other businesses are using it to solve real-world problems and achieve their goals.
And think about how it could transform your own organization.
Not just in terms of efficiency, but in terms of innovation and growth.
It's a powerful tool.
It is. We'll be back in a flash to tackle the final part of our deep dive into Oracle ERP, where we'll discuss some potential pitfalls to avoid during implementation, and offer some expert tips for ensuring a successful rollout. Stay tuned. Welcome back. So we were just talking about those real-world examples of how Oracle ERP is being used, you know, in education and the food and beverage industry. Those are some pretty impressive results.
Really highlights how powerful this technology can be when it's implemented the right way. You know, solving those real-world problems, making a tangible difference.
Totally. I mean, a university using Oracle ERP to manage everything from student records to like facilities management. Who would have thought?
It's amazing, right? And that food manufacturer using it to track inventory and cut down on waste. A real win-win situation.
For sure. Yeah. It really is about finding the right tools for the job and then, you know, having that vision to see how those tools can transform your operations.
Absolutely.
Speaking of vision, I'm kind of curious about something. We've talked a lot about the benefits of Oracle ERP. But what about, you know, potential pitfalls? What are some things to watch out for, especially during that implementation phase?
That's a great question. And, you know, one of the most common mistakes companies make is underestimating the importance of planning and preparation.
Oh, boy.
They rush into implementation without really, like, fully defining their needs or their goals, or even how the system's going to integrate with their existing processes.
And that can lead to problems.
It can. You can end up with delays, cost overruns, and ultimately a system that doesn't really meet their expectations.
So it's like, you know, setting off on a road trip without a map or a destination in mind. You might end up somewhere, but is it where you wanted to go?
That's a great analogy. You need that roadmap, that clear plan for implementation, you know? Define your scope, your budget, your timeline, and maybe most importantly, your desired outcomes. Like, what are you hoping to achieve with Oracle ERP? What problems are you trying to solve?
Right. What are those pain points?
Exactly. And once you have a good grasp on those goals, then you can start building a plan to actually achieve them.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. So you've got your roadmap. Anything else our listeners should be thinking about?
Well, another potential pitfall is inadequate change management. Remember, implementing Oracle ERP, it's not just about the technology. It's about the people, too.
Mm-hmm.
You're asking your team to adapt to new ways of working.
Which can be tough.
It can. Okay. And it can be met with resistance if it's not handled carefully.
People don't always like change.
They don't. It's human nature to resist change, especially when it's something as, you know, fundamental as how they do their jobs.
Right.
That's why clear communication, comprehensive training, ongoing support, those are all crucial for a successful implementation. You've got to involve your team from the beginning, explain why you're making these changes, and give them the resources they need to succeed.
So it's about bringing them along on the journey, not just like forcing them to adapt to a new system.
Exactly. And, you know, change takes time. Don't expect everyone to be 100% on board right away. Be patient, be supportive, and celebrate those successes along the way.
Yeah, little wins can go a long way. Okay, so we've talked about the planning side, the change management aspect. Now, what about the data itself? You mentioned data migration earlier. Can you tell us a bit more about that? Like, what are some of the challenges there, and how can you make sure that transition is, well, smooth?
Data migration, that's one of the most critical and complex parts of implementing any new system, especially an ERP system. You're taking all your existing data, which is probably coming from a bunch of different sources, and you're moving it into this new centralized database.
It's a big job.
It can be, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially if you've got like a lot of legacy data or your data is scattered across a bunch of different systems.
It's like moving from, you know, a bunch of different boxes into a brand new organized house. Got to make sure everything is sorted, labeled, and in the right spot.
I like that. That's a great analogy. So the first step is really to assess your data quality. How accurate is it? Is it complete? Are there any duplicates? Inconsistencies? You know, things like that. And data cleansing, that's a crucial part of this process. You're basically cleaning up your data, getting rid of those duplicates, fixing errors, making sure everything's consistent.
Starting with a clean slate.
Exactly. So once you have a good understanding of your data quality, then you can start mapping your data to the new system. Basically, you're identifying the fields in your old system that correspond to the fields in Oracle ERP. It's like creating a translation guide for your data.
Okay, so it's a meticulous process,
yeah,
but it's super important to get it right.
It is. If your data isn't mapped correctly, you're going to run into all sorts of problems down the line. Inaccurate reports, incomplete orders, even incorrect financial data.
It's no good.
Not good at all. So take your time, get it right, and don't be afraid to bring in some experts to help with this part. And once you have your data mapped, then it's time to start the actual migration. You'll extract your data from the old systems, transform it into the right format for Oracle ERP, and then load it into the new database. This is usually done in phases.
Phases.
Yeah, you'll start with like a test migration to make sure everything's working as it should. It's like a dress rehearsal for your data, I guess you could say.
I like that. A dress rehearsal.
You want to make sure everything runs smoothly before you go live with that full migration. And then once the data is migrated, test, test, test. Make sure it's all accurate and complete.
Testing. It's essential.
Absolutely essential. Testing should really happen throughout that whole implementation process, but it's especially important during this data migration phase. Test every step. Data extraction, data loading. Make sure it's all working.
All right. So planning, change management, data migration, we've covered a lot. Now, what about the actual go live? What can our listeners do to make that transition as smooth as possible?
Well, first and foremost, make sure you have a solid communication plan. keep everyone informed about what's going on, you know, how the implementation's progressing, when the go-live date is, and any impacts it might have on their work. Give people the chance to ask questions, raise any concerns they have.
It's about making them feel included, yeah. right? Not just like, well, this is happening to you.
Exactly. And you've got to be prepared for some bumps in the road. You know, no matter how well you plan, something unexpected always comes up. Just stay calm, figure out solutions quickly, and keep everyone focused on the end goal.
It's like launching a rocket. There are a lot of things that can go wrong, but if you've got a skilled team and a clear plan, you can get to your destination.
Exactly. And celebrate those successes along the way. This is a big undertaking, you know, implementing Oracle ERP, and it's important to acknowledge all that hard work and dedication.
Celebrate the wins.
I love it.
Okay. That's a great overview of the process, some key things to keep in mind. Now, I want to shift gears a bit. Let's talk about the future of Oracle ERP. What trends are you seeing? How is Oracle positioning itself?
The future is always exciting.
Right. And this whole AI thing, that seems like a pretty big deal.
AI is huge, a game changer for ERP, really. And it's already being used in some really interesting ways. Automating tasks, improving decision making, enhancing the user experience. And as AI technology keeps evolving, we're going to see even more innovative applications in the ERP world.
So systems that are smarter, but also more intuitive and user-friendly.
Exactly. Oracle is investing heavily in AI and machine learning. They're creating systems that are more intelligent, more adaptable, and really more aligned with the needs of modern businesses.
Like what? Give us an example.
Well, imagine an ERP system that can predict potential supply chain disruptions, or a system that can personalize the user experience based on their specific role and their preferences. That's where we're headed.
Wow. So it's like having a virtual assistant who's also an ERP expert.
That's a great way to put it.
I like it. Okay, AI. What else?
Well, another big trend is cloud computing. That's really shaping the future of ERP.
The cloud.
Cloud-based systems, they offer some really compelling advantages over those traditional on-premises systems. Lower upfront costs, more flexibility, easier to scale.
So you don't have to invest in all that expensive hardware and software. You can kind of just rent it from Oracle and access it from anywhere with an internet connection.
That's the beauty of the cloud. And as businesses become more mobile, more distributed, cloud-based systems are becoming pretty much essential.
You can manage your business from anywhere.
Exactly. Anytime, any place. Real-time visibility into your operations.
That's a game changer, especially for businesses with remote teams or global operations.
Absolutely. And Oracle is a leader in cloud-based ERP. They've got a comprehensive suite of solutions that can meet the needs of pretty much any business.
Okay, so AI, cloud computing, what else is on the horizon? Any other trends we should be keeping an eye on?
Well, another trend that's gaining momentum is this move towards more specialized ERP solutions.
Specialized solutions.
Yeah. In the past, ERP systems were often seen as those, you know, monolithic one-size-fits-all solutions.
Right.
But businesses have become more specialized. They've got unique needs. So they're looking for ERP solutions that are tailored to their specific industry and their specific business processes.
So instead of trying to force fit like a generic ERP system into their unique operations, they want something that's built just for them. Makes sense.
Exactly. And Oracle's responding to this demand. They're developing industry-specific solutions, like for healthcare, financial services, manufacturing, you name it.
That's smart. It shows that they're listening to their customers, adapting to the market.
They are. And another trend that's worth mentioning is mobile accessibility. That's becoming more and more important.
Mobile accessibility, okay.
Smartphones and tablets, yeah. Right. They're everywhere, even in the workplace. So businesses want to be able to access and manage their ERP systems from anywhere.
So you're not chained to your desk anymore.
Exactly. You can approve invoices, track inventory, even run reports, all from your phone.
That's amazing.
And Oracle is definitely leading the way here. They've got this whole suite of mobile apps that give you access to all those critical business functions, no matter where you are.
All right. So AI, cloud computing, specialized solutions, mobile accessibility. Anything else?
One final trend I think is worth mentioning is the growing importance of data security.
Data security.
Yeah, as businesses become more reliant on data to make decisions, they're really concerned about protecting that data, you know, from cyber attacks, data breaches, things like that.
It's a big concern.
It is. And Oracle's taking this very seriously. They've got a multi-layered approach to security, including data encryption, access controls, and regular security audits.
So it's not just about having a system that's smart and efficient. It's got to be secure too.
Exactly. Security is non-negotiable. And Oracle's committed to making sure their customers' data is safe and protected.
Okay, so those are some of the big trends shaping the future of Oracle ERP. AI, cloud computing, specialization, mobile, and security. Sounds like Oracle is in a good position to lead the way in this evolving landscape.
I think so too. They're investing in the right technologies, and they're really focused on meeting the needs of modern businesses.
Now, before we move on to the final part of our deep dive, I want to circle back to something we talked about a bit earlier, that whole change management piece.
Right.
We talked about the need for clear communication, training, support. But what are some specific strategies our listeners can use to really manage change effectively?
One really effective strategy is to involve your team in the process from the very beginning.
Okay, get them involved early.
Exactly. That gives them a sense of ownership and buy-in, and it can really help reduce resistance to change. You can do this by, you know, forming a steering committee with people from different departments, or hold regular town hall meetings to update everyone on how things are going.
Make them feel like they're part of the solution, not just, you know, on the receiving end of it.
Right. And another important strategy is to provide really comprehensive training on the new system.
Training, right?
You need both technical training on how to use the software and process training on how the new system is going to change the way they work.
Got it.
The more comfortable they are, the smoother the transition will be. It's kind of like learning a new language. The more you practice, the more fluent you become.
I like that. A new language.
And don't forget about ongoing support. Even after you go live, people are going to need help. Troubleshooting, answering questions, learning new features. Having that dedicated support team is really valuable.
So it's not just about getting them to the finish line, it's about supporting them every step of the way.
Exactly. Change management, it's an ongoing process. And the more you invest in your people, the more successful that ERP implementation is going to be.
Okay, so involve your team early, provide training and support, and be patient. Change takes time. Great advice. Now, before we wrap up this part, I want to take a step back and think big picture here. We've talked a lot about the technical details, but what does it all really mean for our listeners? Why should they care about all of this?
Well, at the end of the day, Oracle ERP is a tool to help businesses achieve their goals. It's not just about, you know, automating tasks or improving efficiency. It's about gaining that real-time visibility into your operations, making better decisions, and ultimately, you know, achieving your strategic goals, whatever those goals may be.
But it's not magic, right?
It's not a magic bullet, no.
It's a complex system that requires planning, careful implementation, and ongoing management.
That's right. It's a journey, not a destination.
I like that. A journey.
And it can be a really rewarding journey if you approach it the right way with the right mindset and the right support.
Okay, so before we move on to the final part of our deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with something to think about, something to really spark their imagination.
A little food for thought.
Think about how Oracle ERP could transform your business. What opportunities are out there? What challenges could it help you overcome? What could you achieve if you had all the information you needed right at your fingertips in real time?
Now, those are some powerful questions.
They are. We'll be back in a flash to explore those questions further and discuss some final thoughts on Oracle ERP. Stay tuned. All right, welcome back to the final part of our deep dive into Oracle ERP.
It's been a journey for sure. We've covered so much, from the basics of Oracle ERP to, like, you know, those future trends that are shaping the whole industry.
Yeah, we have. And before we wrap up, I want to go back to something we touched on earlier, the idea that Oracle ERP is a tool for reaching those big business goals. It's easy to get caught up in the tech stuff, but ultimately, it's about using this tech to make your business better.
Right. It's not just about the technology itself. It's about what you do with it.
Exactly. And we've talked about how it's not a one-size-fits-all thing. It's a pretty powerful tool that can be customized to fit those unique needs of each business.
It's true. Every business is different. So you have to make sure the system is tailored to your specific needs.
So it's not just, you know, implementing Oracle ERP and crossing your fingers, hoping for the best. It's about having a vision, right? Mm-hmm. A vision for how you want to use it to, you know, push your business forward. Like, what are the big challenges you're facing? And how can Oracle ERP help you overcome them?
Exactly. You've got to align that ERP implementation with your overall business strategy. So for example, if your goal is to, you know, like boost customer satisfaction, you might want to focus on implementing certain modules like order management or CRM, that customer relationship management.
So you can streamline that whole order to cash process, mm-hmm. and provide, well, better customer service, right?
That's right. And if your goal is to increase efficiency, well, then you might focus on modules like financials or supply chain management or SCM to automate tasks, reduce waste, and just overall improve your bottom line.
It's about choosing the right tools for the job. So thinking about everything we've covered, all the info we've gone through in this deep dive, what are some key takeaways you hope our listener, well, walks away with?
Well, first of all, I hope they understand that Oracle ERP is a really powerful tool. It can truly transform a business. And it's not just about, you know, automating tasks and making things more efficient. It's about gaining that real-time visibility into your operations, making better decisions quicker, and ultimately achieving those strategic goals, whatever those goals might be.
But it's also important to remember, right? Implementing Oracle ERP, it's a journey.
It is. It's not a destination, that's for sure.
It's a process.
Yeah.
It's complex. It requires careful planning, the right team, that commitment to change management, and just, you know, ongoing support.
Right. It's not something you just set and forget. You've got to be in it for the long haul.
Absolutely. So we've talked about the what and the how of Oracle ERP, but I think the most important question, the one our listeners should be asking themselves, is why?
Why? That's a great point.
Why are you considering Oracle ERP in the first place? What are those big, you know, picture goals that you're trying to reach? And how can Oracle ERP help you get there?
If you can really understand your why, the rest will start to fall into place, you know. You'll be able to see the path more clearly.
It's been great diving deep with you on this. I hope everyone listening has found it useful.
Me too. It's been a great conversation.
And remember, this deep dive was tailored just for you, our listener. Based on the research you're doing, we encourage you to keep exploring this, keep asking those questions, and don't be afraid to push those boundaries, see what's possible. Until next time, keep learning and keep diving deep.